Now back to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
You know, that was Tebow, though. He's back singing again.
Is Tebow?
Nice.
He's not playing football, that's for sure.
I'm Tim Tebow. I got kicked off the team, but now I get to...
I got big muscles.
Now I get to sing and dance. I love to do that. I'm Tim Tebow.
Poor guy. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, plant, making amazing products right here, Southwest Michigan. Find out more, special-lite.com. Your topic for today, if you could have one item that constantly refilled itself in your fridge, what would it be? Hunter, let's just get it out of the way. Okay, of course, beer would be our number one answer. Okay, if you could open up your fridge, you know, that is. That's an obvious answer. So let's just take that off the table because obviously we would want
beer. Bottomless growlers out of the combo. Huh?
Fantastic. Right. We know that's how we want it to be. But if we could have anything else, all right, one item that constantly refilled itself in your fridge, eggs for me. I know that's kind of, it's probably boring, but dude, think of it. Every time you get eggs at the store, what's your main concern? Not breaking those eggs between the time you grab them off the shelf.
How many eggs do you need, though?
I do a lot. So I'll be honest, I started pickling eggs. It's kind of my new thing. I got that egg cooker. You remember the week where I talked nonstop about that egg cooker that I got?
Yeah, I remember that.
I've been making a lot of egg salad.
Now pickling eggs.
I've been pickling eggs. It's delicious.
So you sit there during the day and you eat pickled eggs. Dude, what does your house smell like?
It smells a lot like pickled eggs. I'm just going to be... No, it's I use it as gifts, which, by the way, you're going to be getting pickled eggs for Christmas. I've been jarring them and enjoying that. But you go through a lot of eggs. I've actually upped my eggs to buying the 18 packs. Yeah.
Wow.
So
you eat a lot of eggs, bro.
It's a lot of eggs. It stinks, too. It smells terrible. It smells terrible.
A dozen is enough. You don't need any more than a dozen.
Dude, a dozen is one jar, okay? That's it. I need at least... At least two dozen, which I'll either buy the 18-pack or I'll buy two dozen.
Is it like the pink? Is it that pink? Like
what?
Is that the color they turn when they're pickled?
No, well, you can. You can use like a brine, like a different type of brine. But no, I have my very, I have one that I found off of Pinterest. It's a pickled egg recipe.
Wow.
Right. I'm not ashamed. Like you know what? I'm not ashamed that I found.
Your turn is off. We don't want to hear about your pickled eggs.
But eggs.
Your weird Pinterest.
Look, it's great. It's the recipe's called alligator eggs, and it's spicy and delicious. Okay, and I put jalapenos in there from my garden as well, and it's quite delicious.
Well, my mama said that your alligator eggs are stupid.
The alligator eggs. You're the dumb one. So eggs. That's my answer, and because you use them for cooking and everything like that, and breakfast eggs. They refilled. It'd be perfect. It'd be perfect.
All right. Hey, so mine, if beer's out of the question, I mean, vodka. You got to go with vodka then.
Vodka in there? You have a drinking problem, Hunter. Good God.
I'm just kidding. All right, a serious answer, though?
Yes.
Milk, man.
Yeah?
I think milk's a good one. And it depends on, I know you people out there, oh my God, you drink milk. It's just, God, I don't understand how. You can use milk for a lot of different things.
You do.
Just drinking and cereal and other things for breakfast. You got to cook with it. You got to have it for mac and cheese. You got to have it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, milk is a crucial item in that fridge that gets used for more than just drinking.
And two, think about how many times you got to run out for just milk, bread, and eggs. Like, that's exactly. Like, we're out of milk. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, it spoils fairly quickly, so you know you're going through it fast. I think that's a fine answer.
It's a safe item.
Yeah.
Safe answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we were doing freezer, what would you have refilled in your freezer? I know your wife would say
freezer?
Bananas.
Damn, dude, that's a whole different story right there, boy.
Your wife would say bananas.
Shut up. What do you?
It's the only reason I brought it up. That's
there ain't
that's
enough. There ain't enough bananas in there.
There's too many bananas. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. You can comment on Facebook.
Pizza rolls, it would be.
Damn, just nonstop pizza rolls.
Bottomless pizza rolls.
Did you ever see that little gif of the guy putting his bowl underneath the ice dispenser and pizza rolls came out?
That's perfect, dude.
I mean, that's just brilliant. Smart. It's just smart.
Yeah, right. just don't put it on the crushed ice.
No.
Lasagna.
Let's take a quick break. If you could have one item that constantly refilled itself in your fridge, what would it be? We'll have your answer when we come back. Stick around. Get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
Dancing around happy all the time.
Cripes.
Big ass feet.
One tooth goes all the way across. Anyway, it's 7:50, the Plan B Morning Show. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. If you could have one item constantly refilled in your fridge, what would it be? Obviously, beer in there. Booze, I'm sure, is in there. All right.
Yeah, we already know that answer.
Yeah, we know that.
That's a given.
Let's take a phone call, a couple phone calls here. If you could refill, have one item refill in your fridge at all times, what would it be? Let us know. WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good
Mark
morning.
Has an answer for your question while we're waiting for the school doors to open.
What do you got, Mark?
Apple juice. Say it again. Apple juice.
Apple juice?
It's a good answer.
What kind of apple juice? Does you have a specific brand?
He doesn't care. If it's apple juice, he drinks it.
Putting it down, man. Putting it down. Good answer.
Apple juice and Dr. Pepper.
All right. Both good. Both
not
good
together.
Answers. Not obviously not. That's insanity. All right,
he's
guys.
10. I don't put anything past him.
All right, thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah.
Hunter, you're a big fan of apple juice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, start drinking the sugar-free apple juice. Just to say, hey, you know what? There's a certain brand. Is it Art Family or something like that? Anyway, it tastes just like regular orange juice, but it's sugar-free.
Or apple juice. You saying apple juice?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the light version. Yeah. Something light. Yeah.
I just get home and mash a bunch of apples and then just lick the juice
up. See, here's a problem. How many apples do you got to mash to get a glass of apple juice?
A lot.
Like 30? You got to sit there and mash 30 apples.
It's like one of those things you get, everyone's like, you know what, it's fall, let's go apple picking, and then we'll make our own apple cider. And then you're like, how many effing apples do we need to smash to get one glass of apple juice? A ton.
Need 5 yards of apples.
Yeah.
That's going to get it in dirt quantity. You know?
Super happy we did this, guys. Super happy. Good answer. Let's take another phone call. If you could have one item refilled in your fridge every single time you open that door, what would it be? WIRX, hello.
RC Cola.
RC Cola. Why torture yourself with RC Cola? Do you need some money?
No, dude. I'm telling you what. It may be old school, but that has got a better taste, in my opinion, than Pepsi and Coke combined.
Jesus.
Were
you neglected as a child? What is RC? I've never once in my life heard someone say, oh, I prefer RC Cola. Even the people that work for RC Cola don't like RC Cola.
I don't know. I just got a weird taste, but RC, it's a lot better to me than Mountain Dew. Good God, I just slandered.
Pepsi
and Coca-Cola.
Man, oh, man. All right. Well, hey, buddy, it's your fridge. Cola. Who am I to judge? Enjoy your RC Cola, I guess.
Right.
Hey, it's a lot better than some other stuff out there.
That's true. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You had have a good one. But
RC, though, man. You know what RC stands for? Really crappy. That's what it stands for.
You bet you'd be to someone's house like, hey, do you need something to drink? Like, I'd love a soda. Okay, well, good. We got RC Cola. I'm going to burn your house down. It's like, what?
I'll have a warm water.
I'll just, yeah. Actually. You know what? Just what's in the dog bowl? I'll drink that instead of an RC Cola.
Yeah. Excuse me, bartender. Can I get a Jack and RC?
You get the hell out of this bar right now and
said
don't ever come back.
Nobody ever.
Hey, they even made fun of it on Family Guy.
Damn it. It was a mirage. Oh, an RC Cola machine.
That's funny.
RC Cola. But hey, they each their own. They each their own. Okay, we're not here to judge. Let's go to Facebook here and see if some answers. If you could have one item that constantly is refilled in your fridge. Andy said Jack Daniels. Kylie said Ice Mountain Water.
Water, huh?
Yeah. Just go with, out of all the things.
It comes out of your sink for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's already free. Damn, you pick water.
Out of all the things in this hypothetical world we're living in.
You know, I never thought I was going to want to have to punch somebody during this break. But
water. Come on now.
Come on. Water.
I like Mike's answer. He said $100 bills. Not sure why it would be in the fridge, but keep them coming. I mean, hey.
Yeah, he's thinking outside of the box.
We didn't set it up that way. Patty said steak. Katie said sweet cream coffee creamer. Jennifer said brisket. Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. Like, honestly, if you could open up your fridge and every time you have, like, a Wagyu steak in there, like, that'd be pretty sweet. That'd be pretty
Sunday,
sweet.
NFL Sunday, you just open it up. It's right there.
Right there, ready to go. Just, you know. Oh, look at that. My short stack of ribs. That's fantastic. Right there every time.
So here, say the question again. So every time I close it, does it reset itself?
It refills. So, like, let's say you take your last egg out. All right, you close it, you open it back up. 12 new eggs are there. Yeah.
Damn. So if you have that steak, like if you have more than just yourself eating, you know, so you close the fridge, boom, open it up, close it, open it up, and you get like 10 steaks, right?
No, because it's not gone. It's got to refill after it's.
Well, if the one steak is gone, then it's got to refill itself.
Hunter, you're muddying up this hypothetical question that's not real, okay?
I really want like 10 steaks.
No, here's what you do. you take the steak out, you close it, you open it back up. There's another steak in there. Then you put the other steak back in. Then you close it. It's going to double. You can double it each time, you know? 2, 4, 8.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's really thinking out of the box.
Yeah, yeah. And again, in this dumb hypothetical world we're living in, that can absolutely happen. Absolutely.
I'm going to go check my fridge real quick. I'm going to be right back.
You do that thing where you open the fridge, you see there's nothing to eat, and then 5 minutes later you open the fridge again. Like, there's got to be something in here. There's got to be something in here.
It'd be funny to mess with your wife or something, just keep randomly putting stuff every time she goes back.
What the hell?
Wait a second.
Am I losing it? Let's see. We got a couple more answers. Laura said Jack Daniels. Tony said Dr. Pepper.
That's a lot of pop.
Amy said ranch. I just want ranch in there. Damn. Which ranch are you going through, Amy? I mean, I love ranch as much as the next guy, but woo.
Amy, you can buy that in like drums now, I think.
I think you can get like a 55-gallon drum of it. It's a lot of ranch, dude. It's a lot of ranch.
I don't know. If I saw that at somebody's house, I'd be like,
there's a big old hydraulic pump on that thing.
He's doing something else with his ranch. Yeah. He's using it for
sexual purposes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let's be honest. We've all done it. We've all been there. We learn.
No, I've never. No. Involved never, ranch with.
Never put a little bit of ranch on that ass? I mean, come on.
No.
That's in their tagline.
What are you doing in the bedroom?
That's in Hidden Valley's tagline. It's like Hidden Valley. Put a little ranch on that ass. That's what it is.
Let me quote Brock this morning. Quote, put a little ranch on that ass.
Put a little ranch on that ass.
No.
I'm good. I'm almost positive that's in their mission statement. That's if you go to Hidden Valley and where they make the ranch.
Put a little ranch on there.
Put a little ranch on that. I'm just saying.
That's not going to work out for you.
Okay, should we end on put a little ranch on that ass?
Yeah, there you go.
I think so. Okay.
Put a little ranch on I can't even get through it.
Put a little ranch on that ass. Okay, we're going to be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter. It's WIRX.